Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, every Friday, we are lucky enough to have our friend, my former boss, the former governor of Virginia, George Allen, who shares the name of George Allen with the legendary coach of the Redskins, to do football picks. And I want to get to that in a second, Governor Allen. But I got to ask you, we just got news that Bill de Blasio is dropping out of the Democrat race for president. Does that surprise you?
No. Like, realism set in. It's like a pebble being thrown in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, it's he is ripple. The mayor of New York, but he didn't really catch on, and he's about as left as any of the other people in that Democrat race. Why do you think he was so unappealing to these folks?
He was never appealing to me. He's not appealing to a lot of people because the state of New York is losing more population than any other state. Even Ocasio-Cortez's mother has moved to Florida that has no income taxes, state income taxes. So I don't think New York City is looked upon as the model for our country.
Yeah,
I think
they're taxing themselves into oblivion.
Oh, sure. There's winner states and there's loser states, and the states that are losing the most population are New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Illinois, and people are moving where the jobs and opportunities are, and those are states like Florida, Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina. The Carolinas generally out west, Nevada and Arizona are getting a lot of population from California because of their high taxes and regulatory policies that are counterproductive. There are things
we can do.
Let's just
hope those New Yorkers don't come to those states and vote in the same policies that they're
running away from. Yeah, you don't want to go to Texas and then all of a sudden say, yeah, we want high taxes, more regulations, or any other of those states. But one of the things I wanted to talk about that I think really could help our whole country is trade. And it's really important for Virginia, this U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which strengthens and modernizes what people knew as NAFTA, and it expands, obviously, our access to Canada and Mexico. And those, whether you're New York or Virginia or wherever you are, the top two trading partners for the U.S. are Canada and Mexico. Everyone's focused on China, but Mexico and Canada are much more important, and that levels the playing field. It's great for our manufacturers. In Virginia alone, we have over 13,000 manufacturing jobs directly related to trade into Mexico and to Canada. And that doesn't count all the truckers and farmers and ranchers and our ports. So that's something that really I would hope to see get bipartisan support, and I think it's gaining. And I think that would really be helpful to Virginia and to America.
That's smart. Well, let's hope that they'll pay attention to it. Not try to deny Donald Trump a victory on it, right?
It's a victory. I work with the National Association of Manufacturers, and they do an analysis of every state in the whole country and how many, literally millions of manufacturing workers affected by it. And our supply chains are so intertwined with Mexico, Canada, and obviously the U.S. And to so many people, this, John, in campaigns, they say, we want to create more jobs and we're on the side of the workers. Well, if you're on the side of the American working men and women in manufacturing, or for that matter, ranchers and farming families, why wouldn't you do this? You can't say, gosh, because it's Donald Trump, I don't like him, I'm going to harm my own constituents. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they're smart about it. Hey, I know a lot of people tune in every Friday to hear your football picks, so let's bring our other football expert, Gary Hess, in. How you doing, Gary?
I'm good. Senator, how are you?
He's doing great. He was 4 for 4. He's on fire.
So I'm 8. So through 2 weeks, Gary's 8-1. The Senator's 6-3, and the coin is 5-4. So there you go.
Yeah, Gary, one of these shows, do an analysis of the teams that win on a coin flip. I think the teams that win the coin flip, you would think it's 50-50, but the teams who win the coin flip, I think, win more than 50% of the games.
Especially since the NFL adopted the college rule where you can defer and get the ball to start
exactly.
The second half.
That's exactly why.
Yep, so I think you're right. Okay, so picks, here we go. Now, we do the Redskins game and the Monday night game. So because those are the Redskins are playing Monday night, we have two outside games. The first game is really compelling because the Baltimore Ravens playing great football through 2 weeks. Go to Kansas City. Senator, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home. I think they have a poor defense. I think both teams are playing great. But the Dallas Texans, who moved up to Kansas City, I'm going to go with the Chefs.
I got to go with you as well. I think it is going to be a lot of offense, but in a game where there's a lot of offense, I'll take Patrick Mahomes over Lamar Jackson. As great as Lamar Jackson is playing, I'm on Kansas City as well. Okay, Mr. Coin Flip.
All right, if it's heads, it's the home.
That's right.
Team, and it's heads.
Okay, so unanimous with the Chiefs. Okay, our other
game. Good barbecue sauce.
There you go. That's right. Good steak houses and all that stuff. Okay, our other outside game this week, the Houston Texans traveling to L.A. to face Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. I think this is an intriguing matchup. Senator, who you got?
Two great quarterbacks. I'm going to go with the L.A. San Diego L.A. Chargers because they're playing in their little home stadium.
I think when push comes to shove, I'm with you on that. Phillip Rivers, the Chargers to win. Coin flip, please.
I got the Chargers, too. Heads.
Okay. Okay, so Sunday Night Football in Cleveland in the Dog Pound as the Browns host the defending NFC champion Los Angeles Rams. Senator, who you got?
The fans will be going wild in the Dog Pound, but the Rams, who actually started their franchise in Cleveland before any of us were born, regardless, I'm going to go with the Cleveland, L.A., St. Louis, L.A. Rams.
There you go, where your dad once coached.
Correct.
That's right.
And where I got to meet Ronald Reagan.
Well, I am going to go with the home team and pick the Cleveland Browns in the Dog Pound to get the win on Sunday Night Football. I think it'll be fun. What does the coin say?
Let's see. It's all heads today. So it's Cleveland also.
Okay.
Home team.
There you go. Home team.
I promise I'm being honest about this. I'm not.
Okay. Of course you are. We know you are, John.
Neither one of us even questioned that. 5-4 record. You're obviously being honest. Redskins play on Monday Night Football, FedEx Field against the Chicago Bears, the Monsters of the Midway. Senator, where are you going?
Another team my father once coached, the Bears, as well as the Redskins. Obviously, I'm going with prayers and my family and blood and hope somehow the Redskins can score enough points against that tough Bears defense. So I'm going with the Redskins.
Eventually, picking the Redskins every week will pay off, eventually.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's going to be this week. I'm going with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. What does the coin say?
Ooh, I got tails.
So I'm with the Bears. Until you come to the Redskins game.
That's right. This might be my chance to leap ahead of you.
Okay.
Yes, I know that, John.
So there you have it, the football picks. It'll be fun to watch to see how it goes, and we'll update the standings next week.
It's life and death, actually, on Monday night.
Yes.
So it's not just fun.
Well, there you go. Okay. Thanks,
Gary.
Yeah,
for the weekend. Former Governor George Allen.
Family. Adios.
We always appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.